这样的生命，帮带领我们，让你的生命能够在我们里面活出来。主啊，求你赦免我们，赦免我们常常把绊脚石放在弟兄姐妹。
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你，今天是你复活的日子，我们众弟兄姐妹来到你的施恩宝座前，称颂你的名，赞美你的名，因为你的名是值得永远值得称颂的。我们感谢你的救恩，感谢你赐下你的大爱，让我们每天靠着你的话语，靠着圣灵的带领，让我们来紧紧地跟随你，让我们顺境的时候我们有感恩的心来赞美你，当我们念经的时候，我们也要明白你的心意，我们也要来赞美你。求你帮助我们，带领我们，求你带领我们更多的弟兄姐妹来侍奉，来荣耀你的名，让我们这个教会有复兴，更让更多的年轻人来侍奉，来参与经历你的同在。求你帮助和带领，感谢你，赞美你。还是这样不完成的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen. Our Lord Jesus, as we gather together like this, we feel so humbled and we feel so blessed.
亲爱的主耶稣，当我们这样聚集在你的面前的时候，我们真是何等的谦卑，感觉到何等的有福气。
Yes, like the song says, "Why should we gain from your reward? We cannot give an answer."
主就像诗歌所唱的，主你这样子来，来对我们，主我们也不实在是不明白。
But this we know with all our heart, your wounds have paid our ransom.
他们所知道的就是说，主你所受的伤已经为我们付了我们的赎价。
Lord, we have nothing, you have everything.
主我们什么都没有，但是主你却有一切。
We are unworthy, but Lord, you are worthy of our praise.
主我们实在是不配的，但主你配的我们一切的敬拜和感谢。
Lord, as we come before you again, once we ask once again, Lord, that your spirit would open the eyes of our heart.
主我们再次来你面前的时候，主我们求你再次打开我们心里面的眼睛。
Open the ears of our heart.
打开我们心里面的耳朵。
That we could see you and we could hear from you.
我们能够看见你，我们能够听见你。
Lord, give us your truth, and may your truth set us free.
主求你把你的真理赐给我们，你的真理就让我们得自由。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
大家请坐。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
So good to see you. May God's peace be with you.
高兴见到大家，愿主的平安与你同在。
What a privilege and honor for me to worship with you this morning and to be able to deliver God's word.
我非常感恩有这样的特权，可以今天早上与众圣徒一起来敬拜，也能够把主的道来传递给大家。
All of us have heard of the phrase "so close and yet so far."
大家可能都听见过这句话，就说看起来好像是很近了，但确实有那么远。
Let me show you a few pictures.
我给大家看几张图片。
Now this cat is getting so hungry just by looking at all these colorful and delicious little fish swimming around.
这个猫看着这个，眼前的这些小鱼游来游去，很饥饿。
The only problem is that the fish they were behind a computer screen.
唯一的问题就是这些鱼是在这个电脑的屏幕的后面。
So close, and yet so far.
看起来好像很近，但却又那么远。
Picture of a prisoner. He's just a few inches, to the key to his freedom.
这是一个在监狱里面的犯人。他看起来他的手就离那个打开他自由的钥匙就那么几个英尺近。
Yes, so close, right? So close, yet so far.
看起来很近，但是却又那么遥远。
Let me show you this picture.
再看这个。
10 years ago, the Seattle Seahawks came so close to winning the Super Bowl.
十年前，我们这个海鹰队，那么近就可以再次赢一次这个超级杯。
How many of you saw this play? Yeah.
有没有人看过这个比赛？
Yeah. But it was intercepted at the 1 yard line.
但是在那个一码线的时候被超级。
So close and yet so far.
那么近，但是却又那么远。
Today we're going to look at a man in the Bible. He's so close to salvation. He's so close to the gift of eternal life that God wanted to give him.
今天我们来看圣经里一个人物，他那么近啊，那么近的来得到救恩，得到神要给他这个永远的生命。
He was so close, and yet so far.
他好像离得那么近，但却又那么遥远。
And I want us to look at well, what's lacking in his life.
我们想来一起看一下他的生命中到底缺了什么。
So we're going to look at our Bible passage today, Acts chapter 8, from verses 9-25.
我们今天早上来读一段经文，就是《使徒行传》第八章，从第九节到二十五节。
And I would love for us to read together, first half in English, verses 9-17.
我们前一半用英文来读，就是第九节到第十七节。
And verses 18-25 in Chinese.
然后第二半是十八节到二十五节用中文。
Now, if we're able, I invite you to stand. Let's read the word of God together.
如果可以的话，请大家起立，我们一起来读。
Okay, verse 9. Now, for some time, a man named Simon had practiced sorcery in the city, means all the people of Samaria. He boasted that he was someone great.And all the people, both high and low, gave him their attention and exclaimed, This man is rightly called the great power of God. They followed him because he had amazed them for a long time with his sorcery. But when they believed Philip as he proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ,They were baptized, both men and women. Simon himself believed and was baptized, and he followed Philip everywhere, astonished by the great signs and the miracles he saw. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. When they arrived,They prayed for the new believers there that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come on any of them. They had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit.
我们用中文。西门看见使徒按手，便有圣灵赐下。就拿钱给使徒说，把这权柄也给我，叫我手按着谁，谁就可以受圣灵。彼得说，你的银子和你一同灭亡吧，因你想神的恩赐是可以用钱买的，你在这道上无份无关，因为在神面前你的心不正，你当懊悔你这罪恶，祈求神。或者你心里的意念可得赦免，我看出你正在苦难之中，被罪恶捆绑。西门说：“愿你们为我求主，叫你们所说的没有一样临到我身上。”使徒既证明主道，而且传讲，就回耶路撒冷去，一路在撒玛利亚好些村庄传扬福音。
The word of the Lord, you may be seated.
感谢主的话语，求大家请坐。
Simon, a man who was so close and yet so far from God.
西门就是他，离主这样近，但是却又那么远。
Let this story be a warning to all of us.
希望这故事能成为我们所有人的一个警告。
And I entitle today's message, A Sincere and Authentic Faith. I pray that would be our prayer for all of us, for ourselves and those around us.
我今天的信息的题目是真实无伪的信心，愿这成为我们的祷告，也成为对我们和周围人的一个祷告。
Let's look at the first point. Our faith should be more than external acts of obedience.
我们看第一点，就是我们的信心应该超过我们所外在的这些顺服的表现。
And today's passage tells us the gospel of Jesus Christ had reached Samaria, and many people responded by believing and even got baptized.
今天就讲到这个主耶稣的福音传到了撒玛利亚，很多人听了以后就相信了，也有很多人就受洗了。
And guess what? Verse 13 tells us even Simon himself believed and was baptized, and he followed Philip everywhere.
十三节就这样说，西门自己也信了。既受了洗，就常与腓力在一处。
At first glance, we say, "Hey, this looks great. This is great. This is good news."
我们猛一看，好像说，哇，这看起来很好，这是个好消息。
And I love the fact that he followed Philip everywhere. Who knows? Perhaps he was part of that evangelistic outreach team.
我特别喜欢他这里说常与腓力。同在，就是说在一处，就是跟着他到处走。或许他也是在腓力的这个在传福音的这个团队里面。
Everything looks great from today's passage, but I want you to see that the ending was not so great.
从一开始看好像是一切都很好，但是他的结局却不好。
The apostle said to Simon, verse 20.
使徒在第二十节这样对。二十到二十二节这样对西门说
：“May your money perish with you。”
你的银子和你一同灭亡吧。
You know the word "perish" in the Bible is reserved for people that are going to hell.
大家知道这个“灭亡”这个词在圣经里面是留给那些最后需要下地狱的人。
In a way, the apostles, they had the authority of God. They said to Simon, "To hell with you."
就是说在这里使徒借着神给他的权柄对这个西门说你下地狱吧。
Because your heart is not right.
因为你的在神的面前你的心不正。
They said, repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord in the hope that he might forgive you.
说你当悔改懊悔你这罪恶祈求主或者你心里的意念可得赦免。
See, Simon's story shows us just how close someone can come to the salvation of God without being genuinely converted.
就说我们这里就看到有这么一个人，他这么近，离神的救恩这样近，但是他的心却没有真正的来悔改，来归向主。
Simon did all the right things. Have you, right? He did all the right things.
大家如果仔细看的话。西门做了所有正确的事情。
But obviously, he was not born again.
但很明显，他并没有重生。
Let me say this again. Christianity is not just external acts of obedience, but it's having a genuine, repentant heart before God.
所以我们再强调一次，就是说，这个基督徒不仅仅是靠着 外在的这个顺服的这个表现，而是有一个真正的一个悔改的心在神的面前。
He said, "What's wrong with Simon?" Well, Simon, his heart was not right before God.
西门的问题是什么呢？他的问题就是他在神的面前心不正。
Well, what kind of heart is God looking for?
但神在寻找什么样的心呢
？When Jesus came and preached his first sermon, he wanted to teach us what kind of people.Truly belong to the kingdom of God.
当耶稣来到这个世上来讲第一篇道的时候，他就说神在寻找什么样的心，什么样的人。
Look at this verse. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
In other words, blessed are the humble in heart who realize how they have sinned against the Almighty God.
换句话说，就是说那些谦虚的人知道他们犯罪了，得罪了神的人有福了。
It's only through the mercy, the love, and the grace of God, Jesus, the Son of God, died on the cross for their sins.
只有靠着神的怜悯、恩典和爱，神的儿子耶稣在十字架上为我们罪而死。
It's only their sins are forgiven and their relationship with God was able to be restored.
唯有靠着耶稣在十字架上的死，我们的罪可以得赦免，然后与神的关系可以恢复。
Blessed are the poor in heart, right? It has to do with the heart.
所以虚心的人有福了，所以是和心有关。
It has to do with relationship with God.
是与人与神的关系有关。
And the Bible is filled with teachings like that.
圣经里面也有很多其他的地方讲到这样的教导。
Look at the words of Jesus. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain.
这百姓又尊敬我，心却远离我，拜我也是枉然。
See, Jesus is looking at our heart.
所以耶稣是看我们的心。
Another verse. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisees, first, clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside also will be clean.
你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们洗净杯盘的外面，里面却盛满了勒索和放荡。你这瞎眼的法利赛人，先洗净杯盘的里面，好叫外面也干净了。
Jesus saying you put so much emphasis and focus on your external acts, but what you really need to pay attention is your heart.
主说你花了这么大的注意力这么大代价注重在你外面这些行为上，但其实你真正需要注意的是你里面的内心。
And here it says that when you get your heart right, then everything else will follow.
所以就说如果你的心是在一个正确的位置上的话，其他的事情也就会在正确的位置上。
And one indication that Simon's heart was not right with God was in verse 24.
我们可以在第二十四节看到怎样这个西门的心怎样是在神的面前是不正的。
When the apostle said to Simon, "Your heart is not right before God. You need to ask Him for forgiveness."
当这个使徒对西门说，你在神的面前的心不正，你应该求神来赦免你。
Simon answered, "Pray to the Lord for me, so that nothing you said." May happen to me.
西门却说：“愿你们为我求主，叫你们所说的没有一样临到我身上。”
Now notice Simon did not say, "Pray to the Lord for me that He would change my heart, that He would soften my heart."
大家可以看到，西门这里没有说啊，请你们为我祷告，让神可以来改变我的内心，可以软化我的心。
Notice he didn't say, "Pray to the Lord for me that He would forgive." The sin of my heart.
他没有说，求你们为我祷告，求神来原谅我的心里面所犯这些罪。
Pray to the Lord that He would somehow be pleased with me.
求神来可以这个来满对我所做的满意。
See, Simon was not interested in asking God for His forgiveness. What he was more concerned was the consequences of his sin.
所以西门在这里他所注意的并不是求神的赦免，而是说他所做这一些事情的后果。
He wasn't interested in getting things right with God, but he wanted to escape God's judgment. He was in a way playing dodgeball with God.
他并没有说他想在神面前把这个心摆正，而是说想要逃脱神的审判，在行在给神做这个躲球的这个游戏一样。
God was looking for a genuine, repentant heart, the turning of the heart.
神所想要寻求的是一个真诚的一个来悔改的心。
Simon said to the apostles, "Hey, you pray that prayer for me."
西门对使徒说，你们为我祷告。
God was looking at the heart.
但神就看人的心。
No wonder 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7 it says man looks at the outward appearance but God looks at the heart.
撒母耳记上16章7节说人是看外貌耶和华是看内心。
What a warning. I don't know about you, but to me, you know, for those of us who perhaps grew up in the church, we are church goers.
对我们是一个何等样的警告，就像我们很多这个来教会的这些人。
Sometimes Christianity can be just a outward external practice without engaging the heart.
有时候看起来这个基督教就好像只是外表的一些这些做的这些传统的一些事情，核心没有关系。
Today we came to church to worship. We sang songs. We read the Holy Scriptures.
今天我们大家一起来到教会，我们一起来唱诗歌。一起来读圣经
even partook the Holy Communion.
甚至还领可以领圣餐
Outwardly, we all look so good. We're all doing the right things.
从外面看，我们都很好，我们都在做这个正确的事情。
But we need to be reminded that God sees through our outward actions.
但大家要记得，神可以看透我们外面这一切的行为。
He sees through these things, and He's looking at our heart.
他看穿这一切的外表的事情，他是看我们的内心。
May God help us to pay more attention to the condition of our heart.
求神保守我们，我们可以，更多来注意我们心的这个状况。
That whenever we come before God, our heart is right before Him.
每次我们来到神面前的时候，我们在神的面前的心是正的。
Amen.
Amen.
Secondly, let's look at the second point. Our faith should be based not just on signs and wonders.
第二个就是说，我们的在神面前的信心不是建立在这些神迹和这个异能上面。
Now, notice today's passage, the word amazed comes up again and again.
我们看今天读的经文里面，这个惊奇这个字出现了好几次。
You know, Simon turned to Jesus for the very reason that he turned to all the black magic and the trickery and the sorcery.
所以西门他之所以转向耶稣是同样的原因，就是他转向这些邪术。
His faith was based on signs and wonders.
所以他的信心就是建立在这些神迹和这些异能上面。
Yes, we know that our God is great and He can perform miraculous signs.
我们知道我们的神是伟大的神，他能够行这些异能的大事。
Signs and wonders are great, but they're not the end goal.
这些神迹奇事是很好，但这却不是神最终的目标。
Signs and wonders are meant to point us to God.
这些神迹奇事是想让我们带我们指向神。
So often people miss the point. Instead of focusing on God, they focus so much on signs and wonders.
但很多时候人就就是错误的，只是盯着这些异能和神迹，却没有看到神。
It's like when you're trying to show babies something cool.
就好像你跟一个这个婴孩要向他只看一些比较很酷的东西。
And you try to show babies, right? Like you point your fingers. Oh, look at that beautiful mountain.
比如说你指给那个孩子看，说看这个山多么壮观。
Oh, look, rainbow.
看那个彩虹。
And instead of looking at the mountains and the rainbow,
好像那个孩子没有看那个山，也没有看那个彩虹。
They're looking at your finger.
他在看你的手指头。
No, not the finger, the mountains, the rainbow.
你可以说孩子，你不要看这个指头，你要看后面那个，这个山和这个彩虹。
God says, no, no, not the signs, not the wonders and the miracle. No, no, but look at me.
神其实就说，你们不要看这些神迹奇事，这些异能，你们要看后面的这个山。
See what happens when our faith is based on signs and wonders? What happens?
大家想想，如果我们的信心是建立在这些神迹奇事上面，会发生什么？
Oh, when miracles happen, we say, "Oh God, you're so great! Praise the Lord!"
当这些神迹发生的时候，我们就说赞美主，感谢神。
But when miracles don't happen, we say.
当这个神迹没有发生的时候
，God, what's wrong with you?
我们就说神怎么了？
Where are you?
你在哪里？
And we question his love. We question his power. We question his existence.
我们就会怀疑神是否爱我们，神的能力和神是否存在。
True faith is based on God himself and not on signs and wonders.
真正的信心是建立在神他自己上面，而不是我们所看见这些神迹奇事上。
Some time ago, a close relative of my wife and I, who had been struggling with physical challenges for over 30 years.
前段时间，我和我太太的一个很亲近的一个亲戚，他因为身体的状况已经就是很挣扎有超过三十年。
She's disabled, and life was very hard for her.
她有残疾，她的生活非常的艰难。
And then, she was diagnosed with breast cancer.
然后她又被诊断出得了这个乳腺癌。
We were all shocked and just dumbfounded.
我们都非常的震惊，就是简直就无话可说。
I still remember the phone call that she made.To us, and she delivered to us this devastating news.
我还记得那次她给我们打电话，告诉我们这个噩耗，这个坏消息。
In a state of sadness, this is her exact words.
虽然很难过，但是下面是她说的话。
She said, "What can I say?"
她说我能说什么呢
？God is still good.
神仍然是好的。
He's still in control.
他仍然掌管一切。
Those words stayed with me.
这些话一直存在我的心里。
That's a person of true faith.
这是一个真正有信心的人。
A person whose belief is not based on signs and wonders, but based on God himself.
这是一个人，他的信心不是建立在这些神迹和奇事上，而是在神他自己身上。
Not Simon, though.
但不是西门。
Simon, he says, "Give me this power also."
西门说，把这权柄也给我。
So that anyone who I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit.
叫我手按着谁，谁就可以受圣灵。
The definition of simony is the trafficking of sacred things.
所以 simony 这个词就专门就是为他做的，就是说是来买卖这个圣物。
There's no personal relationship with God.
就是和神之间没有任何的这个个人的关系。
He's not interested in God. He's interested in what God can do for him.
他对神没有兴趣。他感兴趣的是神能为他做什么。
In a way, he was using God to get what he wanted.
他在利用神来得到他想要得的。
I have a sister. Her name is Christina.
我有一个姐姐，她名字叫Christina.
She's only a year older than me.
她比我大一岁。
Now, as I remember that as we were growing up together, she was not very good looking.
我记得我和她一起长大的时候。小的时候她并不是特别好看。
She wasn't ugly or anything, but you know, she was just okay.
她也没有说是很丑，但就是普通。
But I remember that while we towards the end of our high school years and the beginning of the college years.
我还记得当时我们到了高中快毕业的时候，也马上就上大学了。
She changed.
她变了。
She blossomed. She became good looking.
她变成熟了，她变得很好看。
And all of a sudden,
好，突然
，the guys at our church started noticing her and started salivating and going after her.
然后我们教会里那些男孩子们就突然就注意到她了，然后就开始来追她。
Now I know these guys because I grew up with these guys.
我那些孩子我都认识，我和他们一起长大的。
They were just a few years older than me.
他们大概都比我大几岁。
The reality is, they could care less about me, right? They never pay attention to me.
但其实以前他们从来没有注意过我。
But now all of a sudden, they were so nice to me.
啊，突然他们就对我特别好。
They wanted to hang out with me.
他们想和我一起出去一起玩。
They want to play ping pong with me.
他想和我一起打乒乓球。
One guy even took me out for lunch.
甚至有一个孩子，他带我出去一起吃午饭。
Now I wasn't very bright, but I knew something was wrong.
我虽然不是很聪明，但我也知道出什么问题了。
I knew they had ulterior motives.
我知道他们别有用心。
I wonder how often we make God feel that way.
我在想，有多少次我们也让神也是有这样的感觉。
We're not interested in Him. We don't want Him. We just want what He can do for us.
我对神没，我们对他没有感觉，我们也不想要他，我们只是看，想知道他能给我们什么。
Ah, may God give us a sincere and authentic faith.
愿神给我们这个真实无伪的信心。
May we base our faith not on signs and wonders, but may we base our faith on God Himself.
愿我们的信心不是建立在这些神迹和奇事上，而是在神他自己身上。
Amen.
Amen.
Lastly, let's look at number three.
我们再看第三点。
Our Christian faith should be more than just seeking God's blessings, like we talked about, but serving His purpose.
我们的信心不是说只是在寻求神的祝福，而是要服侍神的旨意。
Now we read a passage today about the Holy Spirit.
我们今天读了一段圣经，是关于这个圣灵的。
Now I don't know if you were paying attention, but what we read should present a theological problem to us.
我不知道大家有没有注意到，今天我们读的这段圣经，其实在这个叫什么呀？神学上面会有一些问题。
This passage is telling us that even though the Samaritans had already put their trust in Jesus, but they did not receive the Holy Spirit until the apostles lay hand on them.
这就讲到，就说虽然撒玛利亚人已经相信了耶稣，但是他们还没有受到圣灵，一直到这些使徒把手放为他们祷告，按手在他们头上。
Now, as students of the Bible, this should present a problem for us.
按我们对圣经的理解来讲，这是一个问题。
Because the Bible teaches us that the Holy Spirit comes upon us the moment when we accept Jesus Christ into our heart.
因为照圣经所教导的，当我们相信耶稣的那一个瞬间，圣灵就进入到我们的心里。
Like this verse, Acts chapter 2, Peter said, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
在使徒行传二章，彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
But why was it here that God withheld the Holy Spirit until the apostles lay hands on the Samaritans?
那为什么神却保留这个圣灵，一直等到这些使徒们把手跟他们按手，然后圣灵才降下呢？
Now that's a good question, right?
这是一个很好的问题。
Now Bible scholars tell us that we need to understand that this is a very unique situation.
圣经的学者告诉我们说，这是一个特别奇特、独特的一个状况。
They call this a transitional period in the Bible in history of Christianity.
就是在圣经的历史上，这一段就是《使徒行传》这一段时间是称为这个转，叫什么？
过渡
期间。
The reason was because there was such a huge division between the Jewish believers and the Samaritan believers.
因为在当时的这个时间，在犹太这个地的这个犹太人里面的信徒和撒玛利亚人里面信徒有非常大的分裂。
These two groups of people, they were all God's children, but they hated each other. They would worship God, but in separate temples.
这两批人呢，他们都敬拜神，他们都是神的儿女，但是他们却在自己分别的这个圣殿里面来敬拜。
And so in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came upon the Jews.
在《使徒行传》第二章里面，这个圣灵是降临，是降在这个犹太人的身上。
But in Acts chapter 8, God wanted to show the Jews. God wants the Jews to witness the Holy Spirit coming down upon the Samaritans.
站在《使徒行传》第八章，神想让这些犹太的信徒们也看见，可以亲眼看到圣灵也是怎样降在撒玛利亚人的身上。
See, the purpose was for all to see that together they, even though they're two separate groups, they were all one in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以就想让他们看见，虽然他们看起来是两个不同的团体，但是他们在圣灵里，在基督耶稣里面是合一的。
And see, that's the role of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here to, and this is very important,to serve God's purpose.
所以这里就看到一个很重要的一点，就是说圣灵是来是要服侍神的旨意。
Simon wanted the Holy Spirit for what?
但西门却想要圣灵为他做什么？
To serve his own purpose.
想要圣灵来服侍他个人的这个目的。
To make himself great.
让他自己变起来好像是很伟大。
Look at today's passage here. He would boast that he was someone great, that he wanted to get all the attention because people call him the great power of God.
So we can see 前面讲到这个西门他妄自尊大，他也希望这些百姓呢能够来听从他，而且说他是神的大能者。
Look at the contrast between Simon.And the apostles of Jesus.
我们可以对照一下这个西门和神的使徒们。
Simon said, "Give me also this ability, so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit."
西门这样说，把这权柄也给我，叫我手按着谁就可以受圣灵。
See, his intention was for himself. He was self-centered. He wanted to boast about himself.
我们可以看他就。着重在自己身上，是自我为中心的，想来夸耀自己。
But look at the contrast now with the apostles, the servants of Jesus.
我们看一下这些使徒，这些耶稣的仆人们。
But when they believed Philip, as he proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women.
十二节讲到，及至他们信了腓力所传神国的福音和。耶稣基督的名，连男带女就受了洗。
Verse 25, after they have further proclaimed the word of the Lord and testified about Jesus, Peter and John returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel.
二十五节，使徒既证明主道，而且传讲，就回耶路撒冷去，一路在撒玛利亚好些村庄传扬福音。
See, the true disciples, the servants of God, they simply were carrying out God's instructions. They were serving the purposes of God.
我看到神的仆人就是耶稣这些使徒们，他们就是来把神的福音能够带出来。
Listen to more words from the servants of God.
我们再看看更多这个神仆人的话。
Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me.
所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
Who said that?
谁说的？
Apostle Paul, right?
使徒保罗。
He lived his life for Christ.
他为基督而活。
Someone said, Look, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
说看，我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。
Who said this?
谁说的这句话？
Stephen, even as he was dying, even he was persecuted for his faith, he said, look, everybody, look at Jesus.
斯提凡，他在他生命的最后时刻要殉道的时候，他说看。天开了，人子在那里。
This person said, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing, you may have life in his name.
说，但这些事要叫你们信，耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
Who said that?
谁说的？
John.
是约翰，使徒约翰。
How about this next one?He must increase. He, Jesus, must increase. I must decrease.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。是谁说？
John the Baptist.
是施洗约翰。
Now, do you see a contrast here? The true servants of God, they lived their lives for Christ.
但没看见神这真正的这些仆人们，他们是。
They lived to point others to Jesus. They lived their lives to accomplish God's purpose.
所以他们活着就是要把人带到基督的面前，是为了神的旨意而活。
But Simon, he boasts about himself. He drew attention to himself. He glorified himself.
但是西门的话呢，他是来自己来夸耀自己，来把人的注意力吸引到他的身上。他来要荣耀自己。
If Simon had a car, his license plate would read, I am number one.
如果西门有个车的话，他的那个车上的牌子可能会写着说我是第一名。
If Simon had a church, he would lead his people in singing these songs.
如果西门有个他有个教会的话，他会带领他的这些人在教会里面这样唱。
How great is Simon?
就是说
right? Sing with me. How great is Simon? And all will sing. How great? How great is Simon?
就是说西门何等伟大，让我们一起来唱西门是何等的伟大。
See, we must be very careful because sometimes we act like Simon.
我们一定要特别小心，因为有些时候我们就像西门一样。
Because our tendency is that we have a tendency to, instead of glorifying God, we want to glorify ourselves.
因为人都有这样一个倾向，就是说，不是来想来荣耀神，但是却想来荣耀我们自己。
And we may say, God, we want to build your kingdom, but you know the temptation is to build our own kingdom.
我们虽然嘴上说，神啊，我们愿意来为你的，来建立你的国，但是在我们内心里面，我们却要想建立自己的国。
Yes, we want to glorify Christ, but so often we, even Christians, we are elevating ourselves, glorifying ourselves.
虽然有些时候我们说我们要想来荣耀主，但虽然即便是基督徒，有些时候我们也会发现我们在荣耀自己。
All of us know Billy Graham, as he looked back in his ministry, right? Decades and decades of evangelism, he confessed something.
我们大家都知道这个葛培里，他在做了几十年的这个福音工作以后，他回顾他的这个事工。
He confessed that if he was to do it all over again, he would put more emphasis on the cost of discipleship.
他承认，他说如果他想要再重新做一遍的话，他会更多的来强调这个做门徒的代价。
Urging people to lay down their own desires, their plans, and their agenda as they follow Christ.
来劝人把自己的这些想法、这些计划放下，来跟从耶稣。
Oh, that's exactly what Jesus said, right? Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it.
耶稣就这样说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我，因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
As followers of Christ, our calling is not to save our lives and make ourselves great.
作为跟从耶稣的人，不是说我们要来救自己的生命，或者让我们自己看起来多么伟大。
But our calling is to present ourselves as living sacrifices before God for His purpose.
但是我们却被呼召来把我们自己献上，当作活祭，为着神的旨意。
We know the story of Mother Teresa.
我们都知道这个，特丽莎修女。
She dedicated her life not to make herself great, but to live for God's purpose.
她自己生命完全的奉献，不是让她自己看起来多么伟大，但却是为了活出神的旨意。
Towards the end of her life, she said these words, I am a little pencil in God's hands. He does the thinking. He does the writing. He does everything.
在她生命最后的时候，她这样说，我只是神手里面的一支小小的铅笔。神去思考，神来写，他做了一切的事情。
And sometimes it's challenging, it's hard because...I am a broken pencil, and he has to sharpen it a little more.
但有些时候也很困难，因为我是这样一个很破碎的一个铅笔，神要经常来把我削好了才能用。
Do you hear the humility and the dedication to God behind those words?
我们从这些话后面可以看到。他何等的在神面前有谦卑，有这样的一个奉献。
She strived to live for God. She strived to live not for self, but for the purposes of God.
他这样努力的，不是为他自己而活，而是为神的旨意而活。
I also want to give you a modern day example.
我想给大家一个，现代的一个例子。
Her name is Grace, one of the young people from our church. She enrolled in a college in California.
她的名字叫 Grace, 她和我是一个教会，她要去加州上大学。
So when she was told that this college that she was going to, it was not a very Christian-friendly school, she decided that she would do something.
当他听到他要去上的这个大学对基督徒不是特别友好的时候，他决定做下面这些事情。
She said, "I would intentionally treat the time that I'm there as a ministry opportunity."
他说我会有意识的来把我在大学里这些时间当作是在一个事工的一个机会。
And so what she would do is that she went to this college that every month she would update.Her family, she would update her friends and church community back home on how she's doing, and she would ask us to pray for her.
她做就是说，每一个月她都会给，她的家人、朋友和教会的这些，弟兄姐妹们，写一封信，会说她在那边做的怎么样，请大家为她祷告。
And this is what she said, in a non-Christian environment, it's very easy to lose sight of the power and the purpose.Of the gospel that I am to live out.
他这样说，在一个非，基督徒的环境里面，我非常容易就，就忘记了，就说我所，要活出来的这个福音的大能和他的这个目的。
But knowing that I have an email update every month to write about all the things God is doing, will remind me to keep my eyes. On the prize, which is my true north.
知道我每个月都要给大家写一封这个信，关于这个神在我身上所做这些事情，就能够来提醒我，让我可以注视在神的这个要给我的奖赏上面，这是我的一个真正的一个方向。
So she's trying her best to be focused, and she put herself in a position where she could be kept accountable to be faithful to God.
她是非常的努力，非常努力来，来做，然后她也把自己摆在这样一个位置，就是说。要为他所说的这些话来负责。
She got together with some Christians in the school, and she said that my prayer for us is that we would constantly, whenever and where we are, share the love of Jesus with those around us.
他也在和那个学校里面一些基督徒一起说，他说我的祷告就是说，不管我们在何时何地，我们都要一直的持续的来。把基督的爱来分享给周围的人。
See, that's her attitude, right? To try to live for God. And so right before her college career started, she began her support letter with these words.
这就是她在神面前她的一个想要为基督而活的一个见证。在她开始她大学这个生活之前，她有下面这些这样说。
She said, "Dear friends and family, surprise! I'm going on a mission trip."
他给大家说，家人朋友们，一个惊喜，就是说我要去传福音了。
But this time is not just two weeks in Taiwan or a month. This time, 4 years.
不是说一个短宣，好像是去台湾两个礼拜。他说我要去四年。
She's talking about her entire career in her college.
她是在说她整个在大学里的生活都是要去传福音。
Now, do you see that here's someone who is not going to college to get good grades or to get a diploma?
所以我们看见这，她并不是目的上大学，只是为了得到一个好的成绩或拿到一个学位。
But she's somebody who is intentional about living her life for the purpose of God.
但我们看到他是想要，为神的旨意而活。
There's someone with a sincere and authentic faith.
这是一个在神面前有一个真实无伪的信心的人。
So, brothers and sisters, may God help every one of us to examine our own heart as well.
弟兄姐妹们，求神帮助我们，让我们来检验我们自己的信心。
That we would not just do the right things, but that we would have a right heart before God.
我们不是只是做那些正确的事情，而是在神的面前，我们的心是正的。
That we would not just focus on signs and wonders, but that we would focus on God Himself.
我们也不是在注重在这些神所做的神迹上面，而是要注重在神他自己上面。
That we would not just seek His blessings, but that we would serve.God's purpose.
我们不是在寻求神的祝福，而是来服侍他的旨意。
May God grant us a sincere and authentic faith in Him.
求神给我们一个真实无伪的信心，在他的面前。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for speaking to us today.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你今天向我们来讲话。
You know that all of us have room to grow.
你知道我们每个人都还有成长的空间。
All of us need to grow closer to you.
每个人都应该变得与你更亲近。
Lord, we heard your pleading. We heard your voice speaking to our hearts.
今天我听见你对我们的心讲话，来恳求我们。
Help us to not just be hearers of your word, but help us be doers of your word.
主帮助我们今天不是只是听你的话，也让我们能够行出来。
Lord, we give you our heart today.
主，我们今天要把我们的心来给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.